Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing in and among our midst. God is doing great things in the world today. Look around you and you can see the manifestation of the power of God. Therefore, there's no guesswork about God because God revealed himself to us and concretely with substance. Okay? So we don't have to hope in and wish it if there's a God because he revealed himself to us substantially, and it's through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit.
Yesterday, we were starting off in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, given the biblical definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then we gave a practical definition that faith is seeing it before you see it. So when faith is seeing it before we see it. So we see it through the eyes of the Spirit, and then we're able to see it in the physical realm when we travel through the vessel of faith in order to carry us to our destination. And when God is speaking, when we know, how we know it's by faith is because it's there's a urgency in order to bring it to pass just how we saw it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people say they got a taste for certain food and nothing else is going to quench their appetite
besides
that food. So that's how faith, when we see by the Spirit, we see it and nothing else will satisfy. And we want it the way God showed it to us and we want to produce it the way God showed it. And Noah had that expectation. He had that urgency by faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So just think about Noah and his situation at that time. He was divinely warned of things that were going to come. And God showed him the solution to those things. And in order for the solution to be ready, when the problem came, when the heavens opened, Noah had to diligently work according to the blueprint that the Lord showed him for the ark.
Yes. Seeing it, the second definition, that's where we are. The second definition of faith, Bible definition of faith. Because faith, we had already declared, it's not emotion. Faith is not feeling. Faith is not a wish and a hoping. Faith is not guessing that something going to happen. Faith is knowing. Faith is real. Faith is practical. Faith is seeing it before you see it. One example, you give practical example, was buying a house. You see the house before you really see it. When you see it first, before you really see it. When you really see it, is when your name is on the deed. Okay.
Then you could enter.
Then you could enter. That's right.
And take dominion.
Of course. So that's a second definition of faith and a Bible definition to prove support, not prove, but to support what we're saying is taken from 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2. And stay with us this morning. Make your day count, family.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard,
mm-hmm.
which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
Look at verse 2. That
the life was manifested and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
Do you get
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
That's real faith. Mm-hmm. This is faith made real. Mm-hmm. That which we heard has to become real.
Right. Yeah. And it's a progression because when you look at that which was from the beginning, so it already exists.
Yes.
Which we have heard.
Yes.
Which we have seen. So if you just think about when you're in conversation with people and such, and they begin to tell you about something, maybe about a place that you haven't been to or a product that you haven't used or heard of before, you get engaged through the hearing. But the thing already exists. You don't get engaged when it doesn't yet exist. It exists, and then you hear about it. And then after you hear about it, the next step would be to see it, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. So it gradually draws into the experience, to the fulfillment, to the manifestation, to the totality of that which we heard, which was already established from the beginning. And the Bible tells us that all things from the foundation of the world concerning us, that they're already ready. All things are already ready. So when we hear the word preached, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. When we hear the word preached, it should cause us to see something with our eyes that we begin then to seek out, to be able to look upon it, to be able to find it. And then we're handling it and we are experiencing it then in our life.
Then it becomes real.
To us.
Right.
Because it was already real.
Real. Yes. we experience it now.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was real from the beginning. And which is Hebrews chapter. Mm-hmm. Let's just explain that quickly mm-hmm. and we go to definition number 3. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. As it says, it was already there.
By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Yeah. But they were made from?
Mm-hmm. The word.
From the word, mm-hmm. the material, mm-hmm. it was already there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just proved that point that you mm-hmm. said. What become manifested and real just didn't come out of thin air. Mm-hmm. It was already there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the third definition of faith, which is powerful. So the third.
Faith is a living force.
Yes.
And power drawn from the word of God.
Yes. So when we think. So what is faith?
Mm-hmm.
We say one, definition, faith is now. Faith is now. What is faith? Mm-hmm. Faith is real. Faith is substance. But number one. Number two, we says, what is faith?
Mm-hmm.
Faith is seeing it before you see it. Number three, what is faith? Faith is a living.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not dead now.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a living force. Drawn from where? From the word of God to produce living proof, reality, so that it has to manifest. Whatever faith is living, it's not dead, okay? So if you are listening to a teaching on faith for the first time, we hope that you take note and look at the scripture as the scripture is given to you this morning over the airwave, and the Holy Spirit explain it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pastor Diana and myself, we can't explain a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell you. Unless the Holy Spirit gives us the explanation. And so what happened here, the Holy Spirit enlightened our finite mind to these truths, to these reality that we are telling you. that faith is living. It's a living force, power. And it comes from no other place but from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So you can't get faith no way. Yeah. You don't get faith by feeling or a wishing and a hoping. Are you praying? That's not how you get faith. Faith comes out of the Word of God. And when you take that word, believe that word, what it says, and act upon that word, you get the living proof.
Because if it doesn't come from the Word of God, then it's not faith. It's a fantasy.
It's fantasy. Yeah,
it's fantasy.
That's right.
It's from fantasy land.
That's right.
But when it comes from the Word of God, it's faith. When it's drawn from the Word of God, it's faith. Because the Word of God is faith. It takes faith to be able to operate in the Word of God. And the Word of God is our faith. It connects us to God through the Word. But the Word is the Word. It's faith. Why? Because it's invisible to the invisible to the physical eye. But it's more real than the things that we see.
See, I love that. I'm going to use that. There's a difference between fantasy, you fantasize, and that's not faith. You're in fantasy land. Mm-hmm. So many people are in fantasy land, mm-hmm. in dream world, and calling it faith. Faith is a living force. Mm-hmm. Faith only comes out of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And we can prove what we say, mm-hmm. and not only prove, but we have scripture to support what we say. It says, out of faith comes mm-hmm. by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. So that's the only way mm-hmm. faith comes.
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions. Like a lot of times we think that faith is it just like delusion.
Yeah, it's a
like
delusion.
It just,
yeah.
It like, or we're just a fanatic.
Yeah.
But no, it comes from directly drawn from the Word of God. So God has spoken a word, and that word then becomes more real than the situations, the circumstances of life around us. We have seen something from God, and we could connect it to his word. There's a reference point. That's why it's important to have a scripture for your situation, something that you're able to continually draw from the Word of God. So when contradictions come, you have the word to go back to where your faith is attached to. It's attached to the word. So it's not faith is not just being a fanatic or just being out of your mind or out of reality. It's being in his word. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Surrender all to thee.